Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
And thank you for joining us today, and welcome. Denise Lynn just had a wonderful presentation. She spoke about, did you hear the tail end of her show?
No, I missed it.
You came in too late. But she spoke about how important it was to bring your presence to every presentation. Thinking of that presentation as being a spiritual message. Doesn't matter if there's one person there, 100 people. It's just great, great advice for all of us. So I will remind myself of that to begin with. This is an hour devoted to learning something more, not just about the world we live in, but about how, what, and why we think as we do. An hour for the open-minded, willing to challenge some of those old ideas behind what we think we know, who we are, and who we might become. I'm Eldon Taylor, and this is Provocative Enlightenment. All right, our chat room is open, and my partner, Ravinder, awaits you there now as she sits across the table from me here in our studio in Spokane, Washington, and I look out and watch the snow continue to fall. You can log on by going to eldontaylor.com/chat. So, Ravinder, say hello to the folks and let us know more about the chat room, please.
Well, hello, everyone, and a happy new year to you, too. Let's hope we all have the most marvelous year possible. Of course, the chat room is open, the first chat room of the new year. So come in, say hello, wish everyone a happy new year. Meet some really wonderful people. They do become friends in there, and the chat continues afterwards, too. So that's eldontaylor.com/chat.
Okay, now as Ravinder points out, this is our first show of 2013, and I'm glad you're all here to join us this year. There were some that had their doubts about being here, but the 21st of December came and went just as any other day. The Mayan calendar, at least the long count calendar, since there are really three calendars that the Mayans used, the much exaggerated end of the world, birth of a new age, goes down now just like so many other dates with so-called prophetic value attached. Indeed, 4 years ago, I interviewed the man who made the Mayan calendar famous back in the 80s, Dr. Jose Arguelles. And when I asked him straight up about the alleged impending eschatological event, he agreed with me that it meant no more than the end of the Gregorian calendar. Something we see every time December 31st rolls around. So we welcome you all to the new year, and hopefully we will all take advantage of this new day to renew our commitment to spiritual and personal growth. Now, just, you know, a little unscripted here. I happened to read a Discovery article today, and I love Discovery News, and that article is titled, "When is the next doomsday not going to happen?" It's a great article. It talks about all the doomsdays, but if you're interested in what the next prophetic date might be, it's actually coming in November of 2013. So you want to watch out for that. November 28th of 2013, there's a comet on its way in. And no doubt, based on history, there will be those doomsday profiteers. I'm going to use that word. I'm sorry.
One. That actually is very clever, sir. Very clever indeed.
You know.
Cheeky, but clever.
the analysis that the author gives in Discovery is really great. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he basically goes through several doomsdays, shows that none of them have, you know, brought about anything at all expected. Not even close. In fact, the closest would have to do with the Jupiter effect. There was a book written on that, spelled out the end of the world in 1982. And the only thing that happened in 82 was the 6-point magnitude earthquake in the entire year, and that occurred in northern Yemen. So, you know, he goes through all this detail, and then when he's all said and done with it, he has this quote. "Running an ephemeris forward in time with the ease of throttling H.G. Wells' time machine, the next closest thing to a grand alignment comes in 2163. That's a grand alignment, again, of all the planets like we've seen in the 5-5, you know, 2000, etc., he says. He says, unless we've bombed ourselves back to pre-Columbian society by then, people in 2163 will be too science-savvy to give this any thought. They will be bemused by historical accounts of the feared effects of their scientific illiterate ancestors. What's ironic is that any casual surfing of the internet shows that a lot of people are preoccupied with doom and gloom based on mythology, psychics, and patently flaky ideas. The real earth threats, such as global warming, seem to be too easily shrugged off as lacking solid scientific evidence. Go figure. Close quote. Comments?
Yeah, you know, they've been doomsday prophecies as far back as I remember. My entire life, they've been going on about something. I think the one that I took the most seriously probably was the 552,000, simply because it made a little bit of sense. You know, when the planets are in alignment and you're aware of the moon and, you know, that's the only one I considered.
Okay.
And nothing happened.
I'm sorry. You are
You're
a scientist.
Laughing at me.
You need to read this article.
You're laughing at me.
About alignment. Okay.
That's mean. On the air, too.
All right. Every week I read some of your letters as our way of respecting the very important role you play in making this show successful. Our last show of 2012 featured Elaine Clayton, and many of you expressed your pleasure with her appearance. I think she is a favorite of many, including myself. Jennifer summed it up best. Quote, I really felt uplifted and inspired by Elaine. Thank you for bringing her to the show. Close quote.
We love Elaine, and Elaine is in our chat room. So if you guys, anyone out there wants to come into the chat room, you can chat with Elaine right there. That's eldentaylor.com/chat. In case you forgot.
That's good. You very often have our guests in the chat room, and then the guests come back. And very, you know, it's not at all uncommon to have doctors, professors, professional
right.
people in the chat room commenting on, you know, what's going on the show and other aside information. So
we have lots of very wise people in the chat room. Not all of them have, you know, the university degrees or whatever like
True.
That, but the wisdom, they all have it.
True. Okay. You should also point out probably that your chat log remains available for people that can't listen to the show live.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can go in and they can review the chat log for the entire week following the show.
That's correct. You
and
can.
If we've shown a video or a movie, which we very often do, they'll be able to see that. Including the video you'll be showing today. Is that correct?
That's true. And we've got a really cool video today. Really, really cool. So, yeah, if you're not in the chat room, you're going to miss out.
All right. Jeremy wrote, I love your radio show. Will you ever do a show on how to stop procrastinating? You know, Jeremy, you must have thrown your I Ching sticks before writing that one, because a large part of today's show is all about just that. Heather wrote, thank you for your magnificent contribution in the field of personal excellence. I am a huge fan. Well, thank you, Heather. I do sincerely appreciate that. Sherry wrote, I listen to you on Hay House and really enjoy all you offer. And I also enjoy Ravinder. You know, I also enjoy her as well, Sherry. You have a comment on that, Rav?
That's cool. I like that. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Now, R.O. wrote, I was brought to you by your Coast to Coast AM interview. I was inspired by your personal story and the work you have done with inmates. One of the best interviews I've listened to on Coast. I'm inspired to purchase your book and develop my own training program to unblock, release myself from performance anxiety, and fulfill my life potential so I can most effectively help others and myself at the same time. Well, good for you, Arl. And here's to your success. Deborah wrote, I read Eldon Taylor's book, Self-Hypnosis and Subliminal Technology, and couldn't put it down. One of the most interesting books I have ever read. Kelly wrote, Dear Eldon, I just wanted to take a moment to tell you that I love your show, Provocative Enlightenment, on Hay House Radio. I listen to Hay House all day while I'm at work. It's so uplifting. All of the shows, I think I listen to yours the most. I usually replay them several times over. You always have some interesting guests and thought-provoking topics. Please keep doing what you do. I know sometimes you get a negative email from someone, like recently when a listener rejected you because her political preference was not the same as yours. Or when someone wrote to you about your recent show with Dr. Ariely, who spoke about why we, as people, tell lies. That listener wrote something like, Your guest told us that we are all liars. How does that belong on Hay House Radio? It was like she was saying, how does the truth belong on Hay House Radio? Or why should we examine who we are as people? To me, the truth and who we are as people really is what Hay House is about. It always surprises me when I hear that there are some negative people who listen to Hay House. Once in a blue moon, I even hear a show host make a remark that's narrow-minded. But overall, most of the people on Hay House Radio lift my spirits and enrich my life in so many ways. I love and rely on it. I recently ordered your book, I Believe, and I am so excited to receive it. I told my fiancé that we're going to need a bigger bookshelf because I have so many books of yours and books that I've learned of through your show that I want to read. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. All my love and best wishes to you and the lovely Ravinder and your family. All right. Now, Kelly, the entire team here at Hay House Radio is honored by your words, and we are all very grateful for your feedback. And I mean that sincerely. We will continue to endeavor to bring you radio that lifts your spirits and enlightens your mind. And Kelly, when you hear this show, I want you to send me your physical mailing address so I can send you a signed copy of every one of my books just to see that new bookshelf of yours.
That's cool. That's nice.
Okay. Linda wrote, during the past month or so, I have the fantastic experience of being able to be immersed in Eldon's offerings. I know I wrote you a little note early on, but I just wanted to again. I've purchased several CDs and have one or the other, sometimes two, playing almost all the time. One of them is the CD that came with the latest book. In it, Eldon uses the word relax a lot. I have four dogs who are almost always around me when I'm home. They hear all of these playing. Amazingly now, when they seem anxious for any reason, I say relax. There is an instant recognition from them. It might take a few times hearing the word, but they do relax. They also especially respond to coherent emotions. You probably already have heard these kind of things, but this sort of experience is new to me, although I have always suspected it. For me, I believe the old garbage is going out. It's like I'm being remade, reborn. As Rumi said in one of his poems, I wish everyone could know what I know. Maybe this time of change will be the beginning of that awareness. Well, thanks for that letter, Linda. And yes, I've used the programs with horses and dogs. It's not uncommon to hear of pets responding favorably to the programs. In fact, Ravinder, do you want to share your story about the parrot?
Well, it's not my story. This was one that a customer called in about, and it has to be the funniest because she was working with the Sleep Soundly program, and she found that whenever she put Sleep Soundly on, her parrot fell asleep. We should try that.
Well, shut up our parrot. No kidding. I hadn't thought of that. Trouble is, the only time he makes noise is when we're there, and then what are we going to all fall asleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could get him little speakers for his caged area.
You need headphones.
Headphones. That would make him
parrot
really cool.
Headphones. Okay.
Cool picture, wouldn't it?
All right. That's all the time we have for letters today, but I do invite you to opine by sending your email to eldon@eldontaylor.com. Or by joining me on Facebook. We can't get all of your letters on the air, but they do impact our programming. And once again, I both appreciate and thank you for your feedback and continued support. Now to today's show, procrastination and the resolution solution. If you're like everyone I have ever met, then at one time or another, you have sworn to change something only to abandon that promise at a later date. Every year we make resolutions and most simply are not kept. Why? If we fail year in and year out, as the data says, why bother with a resolution in the first place? Why do we make them? On the other hand, some people make them and they succeed. So is it just a question of whether or not we really want to succeed? Or are there other things involved, like failure or fear of failure or fear of success? Let's examine the issue just a little closer. A typical resolution involves changing some behavior. One of Webster's definitions for resolution is the act of determining. Think about that for a minute. What exactly is the act of determining? An act is by definition behavioral. most of our behavior is predicated upon habits that have been accumulated and strengthened over time. Ergo, perhaps we make resolutions as a matter of habit? Something we do every year, but we really have no commitment to keeping? Our act of resolving satisfies our habit? That's it? No more, no less?
Make a resolution.
There you go. Well, you know, if that's the instance, no wonder so many resolutions fail. But what if the act was a careful, thought out, premeditated, goal-oriented, reward-motivated mental rehearsal, preparing for a step-by-step realization of the resolution? Would you have the same results? The answer here, based on probability, is quite different than when the act is a matter of acting in some habitual way. Indeed, they're actually opposite. All right, we have our first clue then as to why resolutions so often fail, and we have our first preventive measure to ensure that our resolutions do not fall only on the proverbial deaf ear. Therefore, to succeed, we must actually plan our resolution complete with goalposts and rewards. In fact, the evidence suggests that we make a bit of a ceremony out of it, and that may help us as well. Let me give you an example of the latter. Let's say that you have held some animus against a person and you wish to forgive them. You want to let go of all the anger or animus that you have, maybe not just against a person, but many people. So you write down all of your hostile feelings on a piece of paper until they're completely exhausted. Now, crumple up that piece of paper into a ball while seeing it as the anger that you've now removed from your being. Place the ball of paper on a dish or somewhere safe and set it on fire. While the paper turns to ash, imagine that you are freeing yourself of all this negativity. All of this anger and angst is now burning away to ash, all gone. May sound silly, but I guarantee you that these little ceremonies work. Now, if you combine some simple ceremony as a part of your plan with your goalposts, your reward incentives, and so forth, you may find this even more helpful. All right. The real hurdle, however, is changing our habits, which means we have to change the way we think about the underlying factors connected to that habit. To do this, we must change our thinking, change some of our life beliefs, and habituate a new expectation or stream of consciousness. Now, how do we do that? Once again, let's unpack this idea some more and see if we can make it simpler. What has a life belief to do with resolution solutions? Think of it this way. If you believe food assuages anxiety, then you are likely to use it for just that purpose. The more anxiety in your life, the more food. Now, wait a minute. As one eats, they gain weight. And gaining weight is not healthy. So this produces anxiety. So we have a circular downhill system. And this is just to simplify it. When you really think about it, everything we do, everything we experience, everything we will ever know goes through a lens of perception or belief. Our perceptions are based largely on our expectations, and they are predisposed almost entirely by our beliefs. So to change something in my life, I have to nudge the belief. What if I don't know what the self-limiting or self-destructive beliefs are that hold me back from success in everything I undertake? What then? Enter inner talk. More and more research supports the simple fact that from health to wealth, from relationships to sports, from agitation to bliss, the difference is belief. Our attitude is a reflection of our beliefs. Attitude is the mind's method of injecting either a good or not so good chemical into our physical system. Good chemicals make us smile, they make us feel good, they promote health and longevity. And those chemicals designed for fight and flight, they're not so good for normal life chemicals. They tend to suppress the immune, endocrine, and autonomic nervous systems, often leading to breakdowns in our physical system or disease and discomfort. Attitude, that old stream of consciousness, how we talk to ourselves, our inner talk, our life beliefs, they make the difference. For over a quarter of a century now, I have been honored every day to do something that enables others to enjoy the amazing and beautiful cornucopia of life. Your letters, emails, phone calls, and personal feedback continue to inspire and motivate me to do as much as I can. And each night when I put my head on the pillow, I do reflect on the day with a warm feeling about this work. I must thank you, all of you, for the trust and opportunity. This Inner Talk programs tap into our natural human ability to absorb information even when we're not thinking about it. On the surface, the program may seem to sound like any other easy listening music or nature program that you may have heard. But there is a powerful difference. Carefully blended in the background are dynamic affirmations such as, I feel good. I love myself. I am successful. I am deserving. I can do it. And so forth. That make long-lasting positive impressions. While the conscious mind enjoys the pleasant music or nature sounds, the subconscious mind recognizes and receives the powerful life-changing affirmations. Results can often be noticed in as little as a few days. InnerTalk technology is so powerful that it is patented with the U.S. government, backed by independent studies at leading universities, including some foreign governments, and proven effective by millions of users around the world. Okay, with that in place, we have created a solution to resolution hiccups. Why they don't happen. It consists of 9 programs on 8 CDs with a guidebook for creating your planned resolution. Normally, this program would sell for over $250, but during this week, you can take advantage of a super low price as a Hay House listener to Provocative Enlightenment and get it all for only $79. So, Ravinder, now, I have given the spiel you asked me to give. Tell us, how do you take advantage of this opportunity?
Well, the easiest way is, of course, just go to eldentaylor.com. We've got a nice little blurb about it at the top of your page, stuck at the very, very top. So you can just click on that, and it will take you to the MindMint shopping cart, which is a sister site to the InnerTalk site. We like redundancy around here. So if you go in there, that's where you will find the special price. But to find the link, just go to eldentaylor.com. The information is right on the top of the page. Click on it and it'll take you right in there. Tells you more about the collection, the actual titles and everything that's in it.
All right. Now, I've got several questions that I want to ask you about it. But before we went on the air, we were talking to our producer, Kyle. And, you know, the man that handles the phones, Joe. Basically, we were going to let Joe have the afternoon kind of to relax and not take phone calls while we you know, discuss the detail of this program. But you reminded me that you like to play Santa Claus.
Mommy Claus time.
So what we're going to do when we come back after the break, which is about 2 minutes from now, is we'll discuss some of the specifics, but I'll drop the questions down. We will take phone calls. You call us, you tell us what your resolution is, and we will send you this resolution solution package. All right? Is that what you want to do, Mommy Santa?
Sounds cool to me.
All right. Now, one other thing before we go to the break. I think it would be helpful if you tell us what's in the set. So when we come back from the break, first thing, I'm going to ask you to detail the programs that are in the set and tell us how those programs each work, because some of them are headphone-only programs. You have verbal coaching. You've got a hypnotic program, I believe, that's inside the set, or guided imagery. I want you to tell me about each of the programs, how they work, what a user should expect as a result of using it, and then, most importantly, something that we never cover, I want you to discuss contraindications. People experience resistance. Some people have said, I get headaches.
Okay.
I want to know why they do. I want you to tell me what resistance is, and then I want you to tell me how the best way to overcome that is. All right?
Okay,
that's all when we come back. We're talking about ending procrastinations and finding the resolution solution. If you're not already in our chat room, this is an excellent time to join in the conversation. We have a great little film for you today, created for me by my wonderful friend, D.D. Mercer Moffat, titled The 12 Days of Inner Talk. And I tell you, she really did a great job. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss anything coming up, and we'll be right back after these words from our friends.
Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
And welcome back. If you just joined us, we're discussing the perfect resolution solution. But before we get back to the show, I want to invite you to join me on Facebook. I post regularly everything from where I am and what's on next to the latest in science, technology, and consciousness studies. And from time to time, some of my own opinions about the world we live in. I also want to remind you to be sure and register to receive my free newsletter when you visit my site and get your free MP3. All right, let's get back to the show. Before the break, Ravinder, we said we'd take some calls, but I wanted you to answer a series of questions that I laid out for you. Would you like me to?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
I'm ready for my exams.
So, no. So, you know, what are the 9 programs that come with the resolution solution? And why did we devise it? Because I think that's another important thing. I mean, you know, well, let me ask you this. What are the 9 programs? And then I'll come back to the other.
First of all, we have 3 headphone programs. And they use the OZO and the Echotech technologies. There you will put your headphones on, close your eyes, put your feet up to work with those. I guarantee with those 3 programs, you are going to feel different at the end. You're going to feel charged up, ready to tackle anything. But one of the problems with the headphone program is that you can't go around the whole day with headphones on.
Right. But now, before you jump off of that, you know, let's stay here for a second. Echotech is, you're going to have verbal coaching and you're going to have frequency entrainment that will alter brainwave states, taking you into these deeper states. Most people think of this as just brainwave entrainment. And in this deeper state, which we call alpha or theta, a hypnotic type of a state, you will have this verbal coaching, which is like being surrounded by people that are telling you you can. It's very supportive. But then when you move to the OZO, there you've got a kind of a Newt Rockne kind of coaching. Here you've got, okay, you know, we told you everything was okay, but now it's time to really go do it. But because of the entrainment and the coaching that has the inner talk affirmations behind it, underneath it, I mean, this is all layered technology. That's why you take the headset off and you know something has happened. You have a right now wow experience as opposed to the
more gentle buildup.
Graduated, yes, the accumulating effect of the inner talk. Okay, let me go on now. The inner talk?
Yeah, hey, you've ruined my flow now. The inner talk programs that you can just play in the background the rest of the time. The way I see the inner talk programs, you know, when it comes time to changing habits, you can have the best intention to change a habit, but as soon as you get back into your normal daily routine, you forget about the intention. And with the inner talk programs, it's as though there's a little voice reminding you, and it's reminding you constantly. So it's whatever your goals are, you're going to be reminded about it every few minutes is how it feels to me.
Yeah, it's priming your self-talk. And so you begin to talk that way to yourself. And what are the titles?
So the titles are... with the headphone programs on the OZO, you have end procrastination and self-confidence. And that self-confidence will really, really supercharge you into being aware that you can do it. You can do whatever you set your mind to. We also have the Echotech, ending self-destructive patterns. Echotech is the more gentle, soothing, supportive program, you know. But again, you're still using your headphones. With OZO and Echotech, I always say that the inner talk affirmations are changing how you talk to yourself. The audible coaching, it's as though you're surrounded by people encouraging you towards your goal. And the tones and frequencies, which is just a mechanical way to put you into a light hypnotic state, well, that just makes you more open to the affirmations. And that's what makes the OZO and the Echotech so very powerful.
Good.
So with those programs, you've got, so the end procrastination, self-confidence, and ending self-destructive patterns, which is what all of the behavioral changes we're looking for. that is an underlying cause to all of them, because we're getting in our own way. And that's why habits are hard to change. Then in the Inner Talk programs, which you can simply put on quietly in the background, you can play these programs 24/7 if you like. And I frequently do when I've got a specific goal that I'm working towards. But with the Inner Talk programs, the titles there are The End Procrastination, Impulse Control, Enthusiastic and Motivated, Positive Mental Attitude, Goal Power, and The Power of Intention.
Now, you know, that sounds like a really great set, except for one thing. What if my goal is to lose weight, or my goal is to stop smoking? Did I give you the right cue?
Yeah, you do, because it gives me a chance to play Mummy Claus again. What? But actually, but you have to call in for this one. What we say is, you know, this
you have to call
package,
in for all of it today.
Yeah, this package will help you keep to your goals, but you would also want to, you know, maybe complement it with the specific goal that you're looking for. So if you're looking to lose weight, or you're looking to study more, or, you know, get better study habits, or whatever your goal may be, get that single program as an Inner Talk program in conjunction with this resolution solution, and you cannot go wrong. And right now, if you call in, as Eldon says, he'll give you a copy of the Resolution Solution Collection, but we'll also give you an Inner Talk program that complements your specific goal.
Don't they get that if they buy it? If they miss the chance today and they were to go to your special.
If you want to buy it, I said, if you first go to eldontaylor.com, look at the Resolution Solution information, click on the button there, that will take you to the Mind Mint shopping cart. That is where we have dropped the price. As we said, it's a $251 value, but you can get it for $79. If you write Hay House Radio in the comments box at the end of the order, and also put down the single Inner Talk CD that you would like with the soundtrack, so you want optimal weight loss in music or optimal weight loss in nature, whatever it may be, just jot that in the comments box at the end, and we will include that free of charge. So you get the package for $79 plus an Inner Talk program that specifically treats your particular goal. But if you call in and we talk to you on the air, then we will just get that to you.
Yep. Okay, now one quickie, because I want to get the phone calls. All the lines are lit up, all right? Let's give away as many as we can. The quickie is contraindication.
Contraindications, you know, Inner Talk is working by changing how you talk to yourself. But your self-talk is based on, you know, your entire life experience. So if you have this deep belief that says, I'm no good, I can't do this, I'm not, you know, if it's negative self-talk, and then we start putting in positive self-talk, sometimes the two can clash a little bit.
So now you're talking about resistance, though.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, finish that out, and we'll come back to the contraindication.
Oh,
or maybe
sorry.
You wrap it in. Go.
Okay. So you can get resistance. In some people, the resistance expresses itself as a headache. Some people just find themselves irritable and cranky. I know the very first time I experienced resistance, you and I had our first argument ever, you know. So you can just have feelings of discomfort. The best way to deal with that, because, you know, if you have resistance, if anything, it's a good sign, because we're pushing the right buttons. So that's actually kind of good. But the way to deal with that, first of all, if you get at the affirmations that come with each of our programs, if you repeat the affirmations out aloud to yourself, slowly and meaningfully. So if the affirmation is, I am good, you say, I am good, and see what it feels like to you. If you go through each of the affirmations, you will be able to tell which affirmations are causing the resistance in you. And, you know, in part, just being aware of what it is does give you additional power. But, you know, perhaps there are some other things that you want to do as well. So being aware of what underlies your issues is definitely helpful.
Be surprised how many people stick on, I forgive myself, I forgive all others. Oh, wait a minute. Now,
I am forgiven. I can't be forgiven. I'm a horrible person.
Okay, yes. All right. And the contraindications, you know, they're both absolute and relative, meaning, look, you don't play sleep soundly while you're driving in your automobile. or when you're
high
using,
energy when you're trying
you know,
to go to
heavy
sleep.
Equipment. And if you're under medical care, you want to consult your medical professional. So with that said, let's go to our phones. And we have from Cypress, Texas, where I understand in Dallas it rained, or I mean it snowed on Christmas Day. We have Jana. Jana, welcome to Provocative Enlightenment. And what is your resolution?
Oh, Eldon, I guess my resolution is really just to feel better about myself, maybe get more accomplished. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And this is the first year I actually didn't make a resolution just because of that reason.
So I guess I need a little more from you, I think, in order to be able to guide you with a free program. I mean, it'd be easy to just say, okay, I'm going to send you self-esteem with a resolution, but what is it you do? Why is it you feel overwhelmed? Is it family? Is it career? Is it?
Actually, I'm starting a business. So I'm adding that into an already full life. So I don't feel like I'm making the headway that I'd like to. And I find myself just kind of freezing, being paralyzed by the amount of things I need to get done.
Gotcha. Now.
And it's making me depressed.
All right. Ravinder, your favorite program for this is?
Is. Let's have a test for everyone out there. Do you remember what my favorite program is?
I know. I remember very well. Do you want me to give the answer?
Strategic planning and peak performance. I guarantee you, Jana, you put that program on, you will simply get done whatever it is that you need to get done. And it's so painless. It's so easy. I cannot recommend that one highly enough. That'll get you out of feeling overwhelmed. And as you start to be successful, then everything else will just fall into place.
So we will
feel good.
We will send you strategic planning and peak performance together with the nine other programs that come in Resolution Solution, Jana. And will you do me a favor?
You bet.
Will you call me in 30, 60 days and tell me how it worked for you?
I will happily do that. Thank y'all so much.
All right.
You're so sweet.
You be sure and stay on the line now, and Joe will get your information, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Cindy from Chicago, Illinois, on line two. What is your resolution, Cindy?
Well, my resolution is to focus more on some of my vocational things that I have going on, just in the healing arts, like cranial sacral and eating energy medicine, and just trying to develop that into a business.
So building a business, that's probably the entrepreneur within. Would you say, Raph?
I would. I would.
Okay.
That'll certainly get you
So
going.
Together with Resolution Solutions, we will send you, what is it? What is the full title to that? The entrepreneur.
You're going to test me and I'm going to get that wrong. Entrepreneur. I always go by
Well, I know, but it's about, you know, expanding and utilizing that power.
Bringing out the entrepreneur within you is what it's all about.
I know what it's all about. I wrote it, but we will send that to you, Cindy, with the Resolution Solution. Now, I'm going to ask you to do the same favor that I asked Jan, okay? 30 to 60 days out, give me a call, send me an email, tell me how it worked for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You have
a Happy New Year.
Great New Year, will you?
Thank you so much.
All right, let's be sure and stay on the line, Cindy. Joe will get your info, all right?
Okay.
Let's go to New York, and we'll talk to Rafaela in New York, New York. Rafaela, welcome to Provocative Enlightenment. Am I saying your name right?
Hello?
Rafaela?
Yes, Rafaela.
Rafaela. All right, I apologize.
Beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name if you say it right. What is your resolution?
The resolution for this year is to finish Patch 4 episodes. A TV show that I'm writing and to make a pilot.
Okay, you're procrastinating on that, or what exactly is it that's stopping you from doing it?
With the writing, sometimes I have noticed that I have procrastinated because through this I'm getting a lot of healing.
Okay.
It's like
procrastination comes, the procrastination programs come inside Resolution Solution. But if creative writing is an issue, we have a program for that. So we'll send you creative writing together with a Resolution Solution. And then I'm going to ask you, as I did earlier with Jana and Cindy, send me a note, an email, or call me 30 to 60 days out and tell me how that worked for you. Will you do that?
Definitely, I will.
All right. Happy New Year. And
thank you.
Be sure and stay on the line now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Are we giving enough away, rapid enough for you?
Of course.
Okay, cool. All right, Mother Santa Claus. Let's go to Maria in Burlington, Vermont. Maria, hi. Welcome to Provocative Enlightenment. And what might your resolution be?
Yes. Well, first, thank you very much for taking my call and for everything you do. And mine is to practice yoga and more self-confidence as well.
You know, we have a yoga program that was developed by Dr. Vijayendra Pratap, who founded the Sky Foundation, is probably, he brought yoga to America. He's an incredible person. And so we're going to send you that together with Resolution Solutions. And once again, 30, 60 days out, promise to send me a note, give me a call, let me know how it worked for you.
Great. Thank you so much. Wonderful. And
indeed.
Happy New Year to you, too. To both of you.
Thank you. Right back at you. Be sure and stay on the line now.
Okay.
Sometimes they get so excited that they don't stay on the line. They hang up, and then we have a hard time tracking them down. There's still one out there I'm looking for. All right. Let's go to Burlington, Vermont. And we're going to North Carolina, Fairfield, North Carolina, and we're going to be talking to Gail. Gail, welcome to Provocative Enlightenment. And what is your resolution?
Hello. Can you hear me smiling? I'm so ready for Mama Claus to come. I am so grateful also because I'd like to quit smoking the easy way. And also I've been working on dropping any of my limiting beliefs for years now, and it just didn't quite stick with my subconscious evidently. But I have a question in regard to that. I have extremely good hearing in my right ear, but in my left ear, there is some profound hearing loss. I'm not completely deaf. I can hear some, but I wondered how that might affect, you know, any kind of program with a headset or whatnot, because I'm really serious about this.
Yeah. The headphone programs used binaural beats. And so you will have a canceling frequency rate between the two sides of the headphones, or the two channels in the recording. And what I mean by that is on one channel, you might get 14 beats per second. On the other, you get 8. The brain does a canceling, or has a canceling way of handling that, and you end up with 4. And that's part of what the entrainment system is all about. Now, if you have the hearing loss, what's going to happen is you're not going to have that cancellation. The frequencies tend to, you know, fall in areas that normally are outside of what we think of as speech. So you may be okay. You can have hearing loss, and a lot of people report that they still hear those frequencies. Here's what I would suggest you do. You put the headset on, and you relax, and you go along with it. And when the session is all said and done, if you felt that you have gone into an altered state, one of those states where it's like drifting asleep, well, then continue to use it with a headset. If you haven't, then what I suggest that you do is use a stereo and, play that stereo as opposed to the headset, and do your best to relax, close your eyes, follow the instructions, but take the headset off. I don't want you to compensate and try and get enough volume into one ear by turning it up too much on the other ear. That's my concern with the headset. Now, as far as the inner talk is concerned, just play it on a stereo. Don't use a headset. Play it on a stereo. You'll have success with that despite a partial hearing loss. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Now, what we're going to send you then is the procrastination program, Resolution Solutions, together with Stop Smoking. Okay. Stay on the line. We'll get you details. Wait a minute. Ravinder, Mama Santa has something to say.
No, I just wanted to remind everyone about the what they will gain from the resolution solution.
Okay, remind.
Collection. So, you know, as I said, we've got, there are 8 CDs with 9 programs. What we wanted was, you know, we want you to firmly set your intention. You will end procrastination. It will boost your confidence so that you know that you can succeed. And that is vital. Because if you have any doubt that you're going to be successful, then you're going to be tripping yourself up and you won't be successful. Well, not as successful as you could be. It will eliminate your self-destructive tendency. It will assist you in controlling your impulses. It will keep you motivated on track. It will give you a positive outlook, which is vital for success. The more positive you are, the greater your chances of success in any area.
Okay, hurry.
It will supercharge your ability to achieve your goals, and it will activate your inner powers of creativity.
Okay, that's what's in resolution. So now let's go to Riverside, California, and give another one away vis-a-vis Mama Santa Claus. Is it Shella or Sheila?
Sheila.
Sheila, welcome to Provocative Enlightenment. What is your resolution?
I would like to change careers. And I just can't seem to make that happen for myself.
Does that require going back to school? What's involved in changing careers?
Yes, it would require going back to school. And I'm working full-time now in a completely unrelated career.
So it sounds to me like you haven't decided that you're ready to do that. Is that what you're getting to? Or
no, I really do want to. I just feel like I don't know. I feel like overwhelmed.
Tell me what's stopping you.
I think I feel like there's too many obstacles in my way.
Too many obstacles. Give me an obstacle. Pin it down. What stops you?
Money is one of the obstacles. One of the big obstacles, I would say.
Finances.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to send her money management together with resolution solutions. It's almost always money is an issue of how you use it and not how much you have. We can all take a lesson from our federal government and how abuses happen, but
yeah.
Stay on the line and we'll get that out to you. Now, listen, we only have 2 minutes. We'll go real fast and we're going to go to, where are we going to go now? We're going to go to Jean in Ashland, Oregon. Jean, welcome. What is your resolution?
I just have such a hard time getting rid of stuff. I have so many creative things I want to do that I keep all these collections aside from books and information.
Give me one thing quickly or I'm going to have to go.
Getting rid of clutter, getting rid of stuff.
Neat and tidy. We've got the program for you. Neat and tidy. Don't write me any nasty letters. I have had those letters that say, hey, I got this program and I couldn't go to bed. I stayed up all night and cleaned my attic. You will love it, really.
Getting rid of it.
All right. That and Resolution Solutions is on its way to you. All right. You hang on the line and we'll get your details.
Okay.
All right. Ravinder, we're out of time. We have roughly 50 seconds. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap up?
The best place to find the information on Resolution Solutions is just go to the homepage of eldentaylor.com and click on the link at the top of the page right there.
And we're sorry for those of you that we were unable to get to the phone call. I tried to get as many as we could. We do appreciate you calling in. Next time, be sure and stay tuned when Mama Claus comes on. It's always our inner talk shows. All right, we've come to the end of another hour of Provocative Enlightenment. I want to thank the wonderful team at Hay House Radio for making what we do on this show so easy. And, of course, a big thank you to all of you out there. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'd love to hear from you. And until next time, wherever you are in the world, remember, believing in yourself always matters.